This is Radio Nepal. I am Srijana Bastola with the news, the headlines first. Finance Ministry says Nepal's economy grows by 400 billion rupees, reaching 6.1 trillion in current fiscal year. Flooding triggered by continuous rainfall caused damages worth over 1 billion rupees in Payunthan Thap at Germany municipality of Baglung. Preliminary findings of the Department of Hydrology and Meteorology reports glacial lake outburst as cause for Tuesday's flood in Linde River of Raswa. And children queuing for supplements killed in Israeli strike in Gaza. Now the news in detail. The latest data of the Ministry of Finance on Thursday shows the country's economy, which was at 57 trillion rupees in the last fiscal year, has reached by 400 billion rupees, reaching 6.1 trillion rupees in the current fiscal year. Similarly, revenue has increased by 108 billion rupees over the period of 1 year, while capital expenditure has also gone up by 36 billion rupees compared to last year. The statistics released by the Ministry of Finance also show a 15.5% increase in remittances, a 77.8% rise in exports, and a 13.1% growth in imports. The data also indicates that the investment climate within the country is becoming more favorable than the concerns and demands of the private sector are being addressed, and that overall confidence has increased. A flood that occurred on Tuesday night due to scattered rainfall has caused damages worth approximately 1.04 billion rupees in Payunthan Thap, ward number 9 of Jaimini municipality in Baglung. The flood in the Kalung River, which flows through Payunthan Thap 9, has completely damaged the Kalung River hydropower project. According to Jaimini Municipality Deputy Mayor Harihar Sharma, the destruction of the hydropower project alone has resulted in loss of nearly 20 million rupees. Due to the damage, 122 households in the area have been left without electricity. A bridge in the same area, built at a cost of rupees 3.5 million rupees, has also been washed away. The flood has damaged a transformer of the central power transmission line as well. According to Deputy Mayor Sharma, the flood has turned cultivable land into barren riverbed. The Department of Hydrology and Meteorology, DHM, has reached a preliminary conclusion that Tuesday's devastating flood from Linde Stream in Raswa was caused by a supraglacial lake outburst in China. According to satellite data, the flood was likely triggered by the bursting of a supraglacial lake, a lake formed on top of a glacier located about 36 kilometers north from the Nepal-China border at Raswa Gadi at an altitude of around 5,150 meters. Flood expert Binod Parajuli from the department stated that further information is expected from China and upcoming satellite images will help clarify the details of the incident. The department will continue its study of the event. Before the incident, the lake covered approximately 0.74 square kilometers. After the flood, its area was found to have decreased to around 0.60 square kilometers. This change in size indicates a significant release of water, supporting the conclusion that a lake outburst caused the flood in Linde Stream. Earlier, the International Center for Integrated Mountain Development, ECMOD, has also suggested that the flood was caused by the outburst of the glacial lake. Meanwhile, Minister for Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation Deepak Khadka has insisted on establishing an effective coordination with Chinese government to minimize damages from disasters. During a ministry-level discussion yesterday, the minister reminded that though the Nepal government has given priority to the conservation of glacial lakes, it poses a serious threat to Nepal if the glacial lakes in China burst. Thus, he underlined the necessity of coordination with the Chinese side. The discussion dwelt on preparedness and management of monsoon-related disaster. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has asked the National Sports Council to prepare for organizing the Nepal Premier League NPL. Inaugurating the National High Performance Center and Sports Science Research Center at Sardobato in Lalitpur yesterday, the Prime Minister directed the council to work on organizing the NPL with a sense of team spirit. With the Prime Minister's directive to organize the NPL, the confusion surrounding the second edition of the NPL to be organized by the Cricket Association of Nepal, CAN, has ended. In a significant move aimed at improving healthcare services, the Ministry of Health and Population has made it mandatory for all federal hospitals across the country to conduct audits of their health equipment. The decision comes following Health Minister Pradeep Podel's directive to ensure better management of medical equipment. Hospitals are now required to submit detailed audit reports to the ministry, which will help evaluate the availability, condition and management of equipment under their possession. The ministry has also tasked the National Innovation Center with the responsibility of repairing and restoring malfunctioning equipment, many of which have remained unused for years despite requiring only minimal investment to fix. Dr. Saroj Sarma, chief of the ministry's Quality Standard and Regulations Division, stated that this new provision will help streamline maintenance, enhance security and improve overall stock management of medical equipment nationwide. World Population Day is being observed today in Nepal with various programs. With the world's population now exceeding 8.2 billion, the day emphasizes the importance of sustainable development, equal access to resources, reproductive rights and gender equality. This year, various programs are being organized with the theme Empowering Youth to Build the Families They Want. On the occasion of World Population Day today, Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli is making Nepal's population policy public. The government has already passed the population policy through a meeting of the Council of Ministers. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 a.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to an international news update. At least 15 Palestinians, including 8 children and 2 women, have been killed in an Israeli strike while queuing for nutritional supplements in front of a clinic in central Gaza. The BBC quoted the U.S.-based aid group Project Hope, which runs the clinic, as saying the attack was a violation of international law. The Israeli military said it struck a Hamas terrorist and regretted any harm to civilians. They were among 66 people reportedly killed in Israeli strikes on Thursday as Israel and Hamas continued talks on a ceasefire deal. The Israeli military launched a campaign in Gaza in response to the Hamas-led attack on southern Israel on 7 October 2023, in which about 1,200 people were killed and 251 others were taken hostage. According to the territory's Hamas-run health ministry, at least 57,762 people have been killed in Gaza since then. Now, the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy across the country today. There is a possibility of light to moderate rain along with thunder and lightning at some places in the hilly regions of Bagmati, Gandaki and Sudarpashchim provinces, as well as at a few places in rest of the parts of the country. There are also chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places in Kosi, Bagmati, Gandaki and Karnali province. Light to moderate rainfall and snowfall is likely to occur at a few places in the high hill and Himalayan regions of the country today. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Finance Ministry says Nepal's economy grows by 400 billion rupees, reaching 6.1 trillion in current fiscal year. Flooding triggered by continuous rainfall caused damages worth over 1 billion rupees in Payunthan Thapat Jaimini municipality of Baglung. Preliminary findings of the Department of Hydrology and Meteorology reports glacial lake outburst as cause for Tuesday's flood in Lende River of Raswa. And children queuing for supplements killed in Israeli strike in Gaza. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website, RadioNepalOnline.com and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.